Hello and welcome to part 3 of our Real Audio Reality Creating series. Control is the third topic I am covering. How to learn to control the process called reality creating. To do this, I have an explanation and a technique designed to help you develop a feel for how your thoughts transform into the reality you see. Your thought energy goes out in waves and is picked up by thought receptors. These thought receptors, or energy vortexes, take thoughts and transform them into a higher energy that behaves similar to magnetic energy. Except the magnetic action here is the pulling together of real physical events to manifest the thing that the thought represents. For example, a thought of you meeting an old friend gets absorbed by one of these vortexes, and after a bit of energy transformation, a buildup of energy in the physical reality mysteriously pulls events together so that you do meet up with that old friend. This meeting may seem random or chance, but it is anything but that. You sent out that thought energy and the events manifested. There was no magic about the process at all. In fact, it is very mechanical. Mechanical is where we need to be to get a feel for the proper way to send off a thought, so a vortex accepts it and turns it into manifested form. For as you know, not every one of your thoughts manifest in physical reality. But on the other hand, a great deal of those thoughts do manifest. This next exercise is perfect for teaching you the fundamental feel for creating an energy wave, giving it at least a chance to get absorbed by a vortex. This feel for a thought wave is the first step in learning how to become a master at sending out a thought and seeing it manifest weeks, days, hours, or even minutes later. This exercise is called the creation technique. It is a process by which you raise your energy and focus it into an energy ball, then endow this ball with the essence of what you want to create, then send the energy ball off to the vortex for manifestation. You may think this exercise is silly at first, but it is a very serious exercise. It may very well be the first time you have ever consciously focused a desire and sent it into a vortex to be manifested. It's one thing to do reality creating unconsciously, but it is another thing entirely to do it purposefully. Okay, first, hold your hands, palms facing outward, about 6 inches apart, 15 centimeters. Cup your hands slightly, as if you were holding an imaginary ball between them. Now gently bounce your hands together like you are holding a ball between them. Try to feel the energy resist your hands coming closer, just like a ball would if it was sitting in between your hands. In time, you will begin to feel this energy. Try to make this rebound action stronger by sending more energy from the palms of your hands into the center. When you get this energy ball good and strong, about 30 seconds, think about what it is what you want to manifest and see it clearly in your mind. Send this image into the ball and gently push the energy ball away. See it in your mind enter a vortex to become manifested. Now the follow-up to this exercise is very important. Sometimes before this event manifests, thought vibrations on the same wavelength of your manifestation will enter into your consciousness. These vibrations are checking to see if you still want to manifest the event. These thought vibrations will show up in the form of you thinking about whatever it is you want to manifest. When this happens, it is very important to think only about the exercise of you sending the thought wave into the vortex. Try not to think of anything else. If you do, you could possibly veto the event at this moment and it will never manifest. What happens is the universe is checking in to see if you really want to manifest this event. If you send off a negative thought at this moment, or a thought that counteracts the first one, you will cancel the creation of your event. Thinking back to the original sending of the energy ball into the vortex will send a yes confirmation that you want to manifest this event. Keep this up till the event manifests. You may also want to do another energy ball routine once every few days till it manifests. Depending on how big your desired event is, it could take anywhere from 2 days to 2 months to manifest. For this reason, try this creation exercise on small things first and then slowly work on bigger things as you get better at the manifestation process. This exercise teaches you some very important things about manifesting a want. First, it tells you that some amount of energy is needed. Second, it tells you that this energy must be wrapped in a picture of what you want. Third, you have to support that manifestation during the incubation phase by not thinking negatively about it or doubting that you won't get it. In time, you will come to understand the magical process of manifestation comes down to energy, desire, persistence, and faith in the process. As you can see from this exercise, thinking very positively and correctly is very important. Your thoughts reach outward into these vortexes all the time and create the world you see around you. For example, thinking, "I am feeling not sick today," is not the same thing as thinking, "I am feeling well today." The first phrase sends the thought of sickness into a vortex, and the second sends the thought of wellness into a vortex. In speech, the two sentences say the same thing, but not so with the vortex. These energy vortexes respond to symbolic energy only, so you have to be very careful how you think, the words that you use, what meanings are behind those words. You constantly send out these waves every day. Make sure you know what kind of waves you are sending out. In the next installment of this series, I will be talking about energy and how to get more of it so you can better control those mental waves you continually send out. To that end, I have some reading material that will help you with what we discussed here today and prepare you for our next dip in the manifestation process. Read the creation technique and looking into the reality mirror, you are what you see. Till next time.